Shimris Shiva Umach Tzulachomil. It was 90 ris away from Yerushalayim, the Tzik. That was the place where the cliff where they threw their Lazozel out. And Shiva Umach Tzulachomil. It was 7.5 risim teach mil. So it comes out to 12 mil away. That's how far Tzik was from Yerushalayim. And our kol sukkah the sukkah imrim loi hare mazon bare mayim. On every sukkah, when they passed away, while they passed by, everybody in that sukkah, like there were people living there, told this person that's taking the lazozel, you should know we have food for you. And even the, they built them special for this. They had sukkahs on the way, like a hut on the way, before Yom Kippur. And people were living there on Yom Kippur, in order like to be malavim to walk with this person. So they used to tell the person every time, you should know we have food for you. Even though the Gemara says he never needed it because it's Yom Kippur, but I call upon him, you have pas pasala, you know that if you're faint, you're going to have food, he'll give you more strength to go further. So he was able to walk all these Yud Beis Mil on Yom Kippur to take the lazozel to the Tzik. Or malavim oisei mesukkah l'sukkah. People living in one sukkah would walk with the person until they reached the next sukkah. Chutz mi'achren shebem, until they reached the last sukkah. Shein ha-magiyim or the tzik. The last sukkah, the Mara says, mashmah, mishmah goes according to a mayam, that it was 2 mil away. 2 mil is more than, it's twice alpayim amam. Alpayim amam, that's 1 mil. That's the shear you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, chutz l'tchum. So they couldn't walk chutz l'tchum, they could only walk 1 mil. And this was 2 mil away. Se'elo oimei merochet. They used to walk the 1 mil. They walked with the person, and then they stood there. V'royes ma'isov, and they saw the way he was doing it. Maha yoisov, what he was doing. Now, chol l'gloshin zolhorius, was the person that took the lazozel to the tzik. What he did there was, he took this zolhorius, this red piece of wool, and he tied it in half. He broke it in half. Chetziv kosher v'tela, half of it he tied onto the stone. V'chetziv kosher bein shnei karnov. And half of it he tied onto the in-between the horns of the lazozel. The dog for lachura. Then when he's on top of this tzik, on top of this cliff, he pushed off the lazozel backwards. V'umizgalgo v'yurid. And he used to roll down the cliff. V'lohoyu magila chatzihara never reached half the way down. Achinase vorm evorm. By halfway down already, the lazozel broke into pieces and it died already. Then, bo v'yoshivloi tachasuk achreinam. Now this person, the Mishnah before said it was the Kohen that took the lazozel to this place. He walked back to the last sukkah and he stood the architecture until it came Moitzoyim Kippur. Now in the Eim Messiah Metam of the Godim, when is the person that takes out the lazozel? The Torah says Yichabes the Godim. His the Godim becomes Tomei. When or what stage is Meshiyos Chutz L'Chaimis Yerushalayim? The Tanakhama says as soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, right away his clothing become Tomei. Rabbi Shimon Aimer no Mishas the Chiyos L'Tzoyk. It's at the time when he pushes off Lazozel off the cliff, that's when his begotten first become Tommy. Right, this first part of the Mervin was yesterday, that, I'm going to say it again, Tanur Rabbanim, Esther Sukkos, there were 10 huts in between, Ushnei Mosem Milam Hoyu, it was 12 mils in between, Divir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu Raimano, Tisha Sukkos, Yasara Milam, there's only 9 Sukkos in between, and 10 Milam, Rabbi Yasi Yoyme Chomish Sukkos, only 5 Sukkos in between, Yasara Milam Hoyu, the Kulon Arde Erev, it was 10 mil. In between one sukkah to another sukkah had to be 2 mil. It's more than tchum Shabbos. How could they walk? Elamai they made and they ruved tchum before Shabbos. Rami Rabbi Yosi sachli alaz bni. In my the area of Yechol Milasas afilu shtei sukkahs v'yasara milin. If you want to use an erev involved, I could make this possible with only 2 sukkahs in between, and there'll be an erev. And how is that possible? That the people living in Yerushalayim, they will leave an erev tchumim outside Yerushalayim, so they could walk 2 mil. Because 1 mil is the Tchum Shabbos, and there they have the Erev Tchumim, they can walk another mil. So the people from Yerushalayim can walk outside, walk within 2 mil. Now the first sukkah will be 4 mil away, but the people living in that sukkah will make an Eruv Tchumim coming backwards. So they'll be able to walk on Yom Kippur 2 mil backwards. So the Kitzah, you can have a span of 4 mil in between till you get to the first sukkah. And then the same thing, the next sukkah also will be 4 mil away. So you could have made this 10 mil with only having 2 sukkahs in between, if you wanted to use a real Erev Tchumim each way. A Kopon the Gemara says, Kaman Nog L'Hoda Tanya, who does our Mishnah go like? That says, Chutz Mi'achren Shebhem, they used to walk with this person until they reached the last master, the last moving, Shalai Higiyei Mar L'Tzuk, they could not walk so far to Tzuk,
Eloimid Merochid, they had to stay a mil away, Veroyas Maisam, command for a Meir. That our Mishnah goes according to a Meir Shita, that it was a distance of 12 mil between Yerushalayim and Tzik, and they only had 10 sukkahs in between. So 10 mil, you were able to walk. And the last sukkah, they could walk another mil. But the people living in that last sukkah cannot walk with him until Tzik, because they had an issur midrabbanan, they're not allowed to walk, what's the tchum? As the person going with the Azazel, he had a heter. The Torah says he's allowed to walk. The frat poshet tchum is only midrabbanan, and the frat to walk chus tchum is only midrabbanan. So he's allowed to walk. But the people living in the sukkah, they can't walk outside their tchum. So the last sukkah, which was 2 mil away from Tzik, they could only walk 1 mil with him. That was their tchum. And the last mil, he went himself, and they just watched the way he was doing it. Then our kol sukkah, the sukkah, I know loy, haray mozim, haray mayim. On each sukkah, we told the person, you should know, we have food for you. Tarnas, the Brisa says, meyaylam lehutzrach odim lekach. It never happened that this person on Yom Kippur, walking with the Lazozel, should have to take food. No, he never fainted so much as his kamatas koras afoshes. Elo, so why do we say this for him? Shein edoim emish yesh lepas pasaloi, limishen lepas pasaloi. If you have food in your basket, pas pasaloi, food in your basket, you'll have more koyach. Like even though a person's fasting, they know he has to wait till night time. But if you know you have food ready, you'll be able to eat tonight's food, you'll have more strength right now. Bashenkin, if you realize you have no food, you'll feel terrible, it'll make you weaker right now. So you used to tell the person, you should know, like be strong, we'll have food for you at night time to feed you. So when this Kayan got to the top of the cliff, what did he do there? He used to take this red string of wool and divide it in half. And half of the red string he would tie onto a stone on top of that cliff, and the other half he would tie onto the keren, onto the horn of the Lazozel. For the Gemara, v'niktirei kula v'sela. Like, why do you have to tie it all onto the animal for? Why don't you tie the whole thing just onto a selam? It's a sim, like we'll soon see. It's a sim, and if Hashem is mechapa klai Yisrael, so the red string turns to be white. And if not, not. So the chur, the simon, as we should see. So what do you have to tie it onto the keren of the Lazozel? Just tie the whole thing onto the stone on top of the cliff. So where it says, kivun the mitzvah b'soyer. Because since there's a mitzvah to do with the soyer Lazozel, that you have to push it off the cliff backwards. You have to still do the mitzvah. Now we're afraid, dilma kodem umalbin. Maybe before you do that mitzvah, if you'd only tie the red string, the red woolen string, on top of a stone there, we're afraid that before you do the mitzvah of throwing off the cliff, the string will turn white. He'll be so happy then. And he'll forget about doing the lazozel. So that's why we don't want only the white thing to be, the red string to be on the selah. We want it to be part of the lazozel also. Because it was only on the selah, we're afraid, you'll forget about doing the mitzvah. We'll soon see. So Rashi says, Kiva the mitzvah the soyer. Ledoich v'lachubur. We still have a mitzvah to push off the soyer. Can you see? El eretz gzeirah. That dover ham is gazav yerid. You have to throw it off a cliff that goes straight down. Is the yamrid nikdere kula the cellar? They tell me you tie the whole thing onto the cellar. Zimnim were afraid. Dekodim or malvim koydim chivasi asoyer. Maybe sometimes it'll turn white even before you push off the soyer off the cliff. Or meis v'daitoi. And you'll forget about doing the mitzvah of pushing it off the cliff. Because when you see that the string turned white, you're going to be so happy, you'll forget about doing the rest. You won't continue on doing the mitzvah of the soyer. Therefore, we tell you, tie on half of it, ben karnov. And once you tie on to the keren, like you're being Isaac in the keren, Yizichah won't forget about the soyim. Shu Isaac by Bachreina. Since you have to tie the string onto its horn, you for sure won't leave it alone. Like you're Isaac now in the soyim. The Hilai Talbin, and you should know the string itself won't turn white. Lechatsoyim, Achetigma Malacha Kulai. Until you finish doing whatever you're supposed to do with the string. So if the mitzvah, the string, is only to tie it onto the selam, so we're afraid as soon as you finish tying it, it'll turn white. But now that the mitzvah is half of it, you have to use to tie it onto the keren, it wazicha won't turn white until you tie it onto the keren. Now we're not afraid. Once you tie it onto the keren, even if it turns white right away, we're not afraid you'll leave it alone and forget about pushing it off the cliff. Because since you had to do something to the soyer lazozel, you for sure won't leave it over. Us now the Gemara asks your kasha. So chura, just do it on the soyer. Don't do it on the seller altogether. For the Gemara, v'niktire kula ben karnav. Obviously, just tie the whole thing only between its horns, and don't tie it on the seller altogether on the stone on top. The Gemara says no. Zimnin v'gomish le'lereshe v'lav adaitei. Sometimes when you're throwing it off the cliff, it's going to like bend over its head, and you're not going to be able to see the string. So sometimes maybe you won't turn white until it's on its way down, and then you won't be able to see the string anymore. So you won't know if it turned white or not. That's why half of it has to be on top by the selam, by the stone, so that that person can, for sure could see it. Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce said like this, Barishayin at the beginning, Hoyu Koshrin, Loshin, Shoshoriyas, Al Pesach, Ulami Bachutz. At the beginning, the Kanim used to put a part of this Loshin, this string, used to be Amish in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Pesach Ulam, the opening to Lulam, outside. Now, Hilvin, if it turned white, Hoyos Meichin. Everybody was very happy. They saw that Hashem forgave them for all their averus. Loy Hilvin, let's say it didn't turn white, it stayed red. Hoyu Atzovim. Everybody was very embarrassed. They felt very bad. Atzovim, they were very sad. Or Mesbaishin, and they felt embarrassed. And the Tziboris, the Kanim, didn't want the Klai Yisrael to be Mesbaish on Yom Kippur. Is male is kilo the mega takona shiyo koishrin al pesach ulam yibefnim. They should tie the string on the opening going into the ulam, but not outside that everybody can see it, but tie it in the inside that most of the people outside can't see it. So where it says no, the adayin hoyo matzitzin v'royin. People used to still look in, peek in. They used to peek in through the ulam to see if the string turned red or not. Mela hilvin hoyo smechin. If a taka turned white, everybody was very happy about it. Loy Hilbin, if it didn't turn white, Hoyuat Sovin, people felt bad about it. And the vice versa, they didn't want Klai Yisrael, the people, to be feeling bad on Yom Kippur. As a male, his kino, shiyo koshrin oisoi, chetzir beselo, v'chetzir beikarno. This is like our Mishnah says, that's the corner already. That the corner was, they didn't tie it on at all in the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't take a know in the Beis HaMikdash what happened on Yom Kippur. Not only this person that walked out to the Lazozel, so that walked out to the Tzoy, to this mountain, to the cliff, he had the string with him, and before he pushed it off the cliff, he had half of it on a stone on top, and half of it on the lazozo. So that's John now Mishnah also. The Omer of Nochimim Bar Popa, Mishum Rebelozim, Hakapim, that Rishon, he has another bryce, he really argues, he says like this, that Rishon no hayu koishrin loshen shoshoriyis al pesach ulum mibifnim. Even at the beginning, the first takona was not to do it outside, but the first takona was to do it inside. But as soon as the soil reached the midbar, right away it turned white. And they knew that they did the mitzvah. The mitzvah was mekayim. Shnema, the pasuk says, so that was the simin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechapa them. They did the right mitzvahs. Well, they knew that everything was okay. So that's the way it used to be at the beginning. So Mefarshim speak out the reason why they always did, why at the beginning they used to leave it at in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's a purpose involved. Because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to continue his Avodah until he knows that the person reached the Tzoik. Like, he had to know he got there. So the Ma'aseh say, how do they know he got there? See, if they had this red string and it turned white, they knew he did the mitzvah. So Mela, the Kohen Gadol could start doing the rest of his Avodah. But now, Lefi HaMaskon, like our Mishnah says, Acher HaTakona, that they didn't want the Klai Yisrael to feel bad and to start crying, so male, they didn't put the string in the Beis HaMikdash, but they only put it up by Tzoik. So now, Lechur Etzel Kasha, how did the Kohen Gadol know that they already did the Avodah, that he could continue on doing? So we'll see the next Mishnah says in Echnami, that the person that went out to Tzoik had to send back messengers, or at least he had a simon. He used to have waving, he used to wave from one mountain to another mountain, that he would like tell them, give them the sign that he already did the Avodah. But at the beginning, though, the reason why they wanted the string to be in the Beis HaMikdash was that Poshe, the Kohen Gadol, should know that he finished his Avodah of the Tzoik, throwing it off the mountain, and now we can start doing the next Avodah. Right. So Mishnah says, when they threw off Lazozel off the cliff, it never reached half the mountain going down, and it didn't die already, it wasn't into pieces. The pieces of the Lazozel, what's the locha? Is it mutter b'hanor or not? Like the chura, it's not a korban, so maybe it should be mutter b'hanor. Or else maybe yes, since you used it for lazozel, you used it, it was part of the girl, it has a kedusha, it's also b'hanor. So it's a machoikis. Rabu Shmuel. Chadama mutarin. Once is enechnami. The lazalza, once you throw it off the cliff, the pieces mutabano. As you're not allowed to eat it because it's a treifa, you didn't have a shechita done to it. But I call upon him, you're allowed to sell it, you give it to your dog, it's mutabano. The Chadama once says no asur. No, you should know it's osabano. So what's the machlokes tolyin? Mandi yoma mutarin, the mandi yoma that says that the pieces of meat of this lazalza is mutabano. Because the pasuk says, Bamidbar, you're supposed to send it out.